This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Congress, as you know, is back at work this week for just a couple of legislating days before they take off for their fall campaigns. And right at the top of the list of things to do, besides, you know, keeping the government running, is confabbing with President Obama as he gets ready for his big speech on Wednesday. The president is expected to lay out his strategy vis-a-vis the Islamic State, and in the process, ask Congress for another $500 million to aid pro-Western rebels in Syria. As much money as that may be in absolute terms, $500 million probably isn't going to get the job done. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner gets us going.
When the president first proposed this aid back in June, the $500 million was expected to train and arm about 2,300 Syrian rebels. That's less than they want, and the weapons it will buy are much lighter than they'd like. Andrew Tabler is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
So you're talking about everything from Kalashnikovs to rocket launchers and grenade launchers. The real question is, does that include anything close to anti-aircraft weapons?
Which the administration doesn't want to fund because heavy weapons can fall into the wrong hands. A new report confirms that anti-tank weapons once owned by Syrian rebels are now in the hands of Islamic State militants. Chaim Malka at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the problem is figuring out exactly which groups to give money to.
Many of them may share U.S. objectives of fighting the Islamic State or fighting the Assad regime today, but we're not sure exactly what their agenda is going to be tomorrow.
David Maxwell of Georgetown's Center for Security Studies says working out which Syrian rebels are really moderate and truly share U.S. objectives is time-consuming and tough.
Between Assad, the Islamic State, al-Nusra Front, and the myriad other lesser organizations, it makes for an extremely complex situation.
The sort of mess it's easy to get sucked into, says Syrian expert Andrew Tabler. We were naive to think we could get out of it, he says. What happens in the Middle East doesn't stay in the Middle East. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.